Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your hospital work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What was the question again?
Yeah, if anybody in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, and am I speaking with Alice Doyle?
Yep.
All right, and I'm not sure right now, but first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible.
Right now, I'm in the middle of cooking, so.
Okay, so you happen to have a couple of minutes just to ask you a quick question?
I think I did this survey before, but go for it.
Okay, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
All right, and what is your age?
Over 50.
50? Okay, let me just say 50 plus. All right, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
All right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You're very dissatisfied.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh man. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sensitive alarm in here. It's hot. And I'm in the kitchen cooking, so my alarm keeps going off. So please forgive me for that.
I don't, no problem. Let me know if you need me to repeat that again.
Can you repeat that question again?
Yeah, so do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve, but I have some dissatisfaction. So what, somewhere in between, I guess. What would that be?
Okay, so we have strongly approve or somewhat approve. So somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve.
Okay.
Yep.
And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not. Go ahead.
Is this for Trump, you said?
This will be for certain different sections, so I will ask you one by one. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden?
100.
All right. The Republican Party?
0. Sorry.
And then
you
the
say 0 would be the strongly of...
Yeah, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 50
okay.
means that you
yeah.
do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay, got you. So my two answers so far is okay.
Okay, so what would you give the Democratic Party?
100.
All right, and the Project 2025?
0.
And Donald Trump?
0.
And J.D. Vance?
0.
And Tammy Baldwin?
80.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
95.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump and Green Party candidate Jill Stein and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, just say so.
Kamala Harris.
All right. And now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Just please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with the second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. What number will you give that?
I would give that a 10, because we don't need him in power.
And Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives and a closed-door meeting, and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of bringing hard work so that working people can get ahead. What will you rate that?
10 being the strongest, right? The disagreement. Yep, 10.
Okay. And another Republican is banning books and allowing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all of our children for a more united future. If you want the history, our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race. We must vote to achieve that. What will you rate that?
I'll rate that a 10, because that's true. Our kids need to know the history in spite of the insensitivity behind it. They definitely need to know.
Okay. And elections have real consequences. Go ahead.
I have to take this call. This is a very important call I've been waiting on, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
But
so you need me to hold on, yeah, or do you want me to schedule a call back to finish this later on?
You can call me back to finish it later on.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and list that in the system. Thank you very much for your
Thank
time,
you.
And take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.